You've got it tuned to KEXP 90.3 FM and streaming all over the world at kexp.org. My name is Atticus, here live from a vast recording company in Seattle. Very excited. We have some longtime Seattle musicians here. They have a new band called Sungbreaks. They have their debut album out now on Suicide Squeeze. You guys ready to play a couple songs for us? Awesome. Take it away. Sungbreaks live on KEXP.
Dreams are
Sunbreaks live on KEXP. Thank you so much for joining us. Very excited about this. Debut record out on Suicide Squeeze right now. They also have an album release show at the Clockout Lounge tomorrow, Friday, November 30th. Thanks for joining us today.
Thanks for having us.
Yeah, of course. I think it's cool that your first record, your debut record, is on Suicide Squeeze. And John, you're originally from 764 Hero, who put out the very first Suicide Squeeze catalog number back in 1996, I believe.
Yes.
What's it like to come full circle with that, come back around to Suicide Squeeze?
Oh, it's fantastic. It's, you know, they are, it's such a great team working behind us. And I don't know, it's such a cool family that it's just amazing.
Yeah. I love Suicide Squeeze. Really good friends of mine.
Yeah.
And good friends of the station and you, of course, as well. Yeah. So we have some veteran musicians here, and it's usually just a couple of you, but it's a bigger band today. Do you mind introducing some of the people in the band?
Sure. We have Sarah Standard on the violin over there, helping out. James is the other core member, playing drums and does the production stuff for the records. Ken Jarvie over here on bass and some synthesizers and vocals. And Andy Sells is doing the utility person stuff. And he's playing in Select Level, who we're playing with tomorrow night as well, with Do Normal.
Awesome. Speaking of Do Normal, she features on your record as well. Had some great features. You had Jen Ghetto on the debut EP, and now Do Normal on the LP. What was it like to work with her?
I love the outcome. It's sort of like a remote collaboration where we sent her tracks, and she wrote awesome melodies and words and brought it back, and it's just super cool to sort of collage it back together.
Yeah, it's super crazy in like 2018 that you can record something and just almost email it. I don't know how you sent it to them, but email it to them and they can add their collaboration and email it back, and you can work on it. And should be a new band like that. You know how the Postal Service is called the Postal Service for obvious reasons now in 2018. What would they name themselves? I don't even know.
Yeah, I don't know. That's a good question.
Yeah. That's awesome, though. Is Do Normal joining you tomorrow night as well? Or
We're hoping that she's going to play the track. Yeah. But
cool.
She's going to rock the set for sure.
Yeah. And the artwork, very cool artwork, done by Jesse Ladeau, very famous Northwest artist, former Sub Pop art director as well. How did that come about?
We just, you know, we've worked with him in different things over the years, and just a great collaborator, and that came together really quickly. We wanted something. We knew he'd have a good point of view for the cover, and it just comes through, I think.
Definitely, yeah. Some very iconic covers, and like I said, I love this album cover as well.
Cool, thanks.
Yeah. Awesome. Do you want to play a couple more songs for us?
Sure.
Awesome. Take it away.
Yeah.
Sunbreaks live on KEXP. Sunbreaks live on KEXP. Debut album out now on Suicide Squeeze. You can go pick that up at your local record store. They also have an album release show tomorrow night, November 30th, at the Clockout Lounge. Go see them live. Sounding very, very good. Thank you for joining us.
Thanks so much for having us.
Of course. You're listening to KEXP 90.3 FM, live from a vast recording company in Seattle.